Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and lift off.
Coach on Fire Radio.
I am the time.
Hello, 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 and good morning or good afternoon if you're in the States, and good morning if you're in Australia, and welcome. This is Wise Women Radio. Before we even get started today, I'm just going to give you a chat number. If you're in North America, you can call in on 64-682-0081, and if you're outside America, you can catch us on the internet and https://tobtr.com/979-5307. And we have got an amazing show lined up for you today. We're going to be talking to a wonderful guest whose name is Jen Bedridge, and we'll be having a chat to Jen very shortly. But before we even start, I'd like to do a bit of promotion. So at the moment, we are Coach on Fire Radio people have got a tele-summit that's happening. And the Tele Summit is where you've got 34 amazing coaches who are sharing their insights. They're sharing all their knowledge, and you are able to listen to them. They're going for 13 days, not each one for 13 days, but there'll be a collection of them over 13 days. There'll be gifts, prizes, takeaways, and the good thing is there's absolutely no upselling. It's just all about you taking action one little bit at a time each day to create what we call the butterfly effect. And that's the name of the Tele Summit, the butterfly effect, because as we know, small things can make great changes. And so every day you take a small change and you'll see the outcome phenomenally over a period of time. So you can find out all about that if you go to my Facebook page. And as you know, my Facebook is Maureen, M-A-U-R-E-E-N, .wise, W-I-S-E, .14. And you can find the link there. So what are we talking about today? So as you know, with Wise Women, we talk to some phenomenal ladies, some phenomenal, amazing women who are there to inspire you, to challenge and intrigue you, and think differently. My name is Maureen Wise, and that's why the show is called Wise Women. I love to talk to these women because they share so much wonderful news, so much wonderful insights into what they're doing and how they're making a difference. They're leaders quite often in their communities, sometimes not, but they're also inspiring other women to be the same. And what we're going to do is to ask them to share their stories, find out how they're making a difference and what that means to them, how intuitive thinking, which is thinking outside the square, has led to their success. We'll find out what their life purpose is and what inspires them. And I'll also be asking them for some tips and advice that you can take away for your life or your relationships or your business. So that's pretty fantastic. So I'm looking forward to our show today. And we're going to be talking to Jen. As I said before, her name's Jen Bedridge, and she's from a group called Leading Ladies Business Academy. And Jen's making a difference in the lives of many budding women entrepreneurs, teaching them to build their business, the business side of their passion. And we'll be chatting to Jen shortly. First of all, I'll just say, hey, Jen, how are you going?
Hi, Maureen. I'm good.
That's good. We're looking forward to finding out all about leading ladies. So before we actually start talking to Jen, I just want to share a tip with you. And this came up in a recent conversation that I had with a client. And the issue was to do with the need to tap into our passion and our purpose. These are two vital cogs in keeping us moving, especially when everything feels like it's going pear-shaped. I know I've had experiences like that before, and I take my eyes off my passion, take it off my purpose. It sucks the juice out of us. And when we step back into that, it makes a huge difference. So when you don't know or you're unclear about your purpose, in building your business, or even just in going to work and your career, or even in the purpose in your building a family. If you have no passion for what you do, then every day feels like you're pushing a rock uphill, and I'm sure we all know what that feels like. Our energy just seems to just disappear from us. Then our thinking starts going in a negative spiraling direction, and our emotion then is affected as well, and it just feels like, what am I doing? On the other hand, when we're aligned with our purpose and are passionate about it, then everything flows naturally. Problems that appear don't stop you, and you feel like this deep sense of satisfaction inside us. I'd like to share a little bit about, indulge me here, about my granddaughter. She's only 14, and she has had a passion since she's little to look after babies. Her purpose has sprung up, even at the age of 14, and she's in year 10, from this passion. And she set her sights on a career of nursing, particularly as a midwife. And now, because she's got that passion and she knows her purpose, unlike a lot of kids who are still at school, she is doing everything possible to get there. She's chosen her subjects. She takes jobs as a babysitter to earn some more money. And she's studying up on nursing wherever she can. Her purpose is to care for newborn babies and help mothers enjoy the birth of their babies. And her purpose and her passion are linked together. For me, my passion is bringing art and creativity with my purpose in helping professional and business women to learn to think differently using art creation as a platform and developing both their creative and critical thinking for problem solving. And a couple of quotes I've got here. Purpose is the reason for your journey. Passion is the fire that lights the way. If you can't figure out your purpose, figure out your passion, for your passion will lead you directly to your purpose. And that's from Bishop T.D. Jakes. So what's your purpose? Is it connected to your passion? Ask yourself these questions. And if the answer comes up, I don't know, or no, then you have to come up with some adjustments to make. Think about what you're most passionate about, and you'll discover your life's purpose is wrapped in your passion. Now, this brings me to our amazing guest today, whose passion for what she does is absolutely infectious. Jen is going to share with us her purpose and how she, as a wise woman, is making a difference in the lives of so many women. So, Jen, I'd like to give you an absolutely warm welcome. How are you today?
I'm actually doing really, really great today. Thanks, Maureen.
Oh, fantastic. So tell us a bit about yourself and this amazing group called Leading Ladies Business Academy. What exactly is it?
Hey, I beg your pardon?
What exactly is the Leading Ladies Business Academy and what is it all about?
So Leading Ladies Business Academy is still in its infancy. My business partner, Kylie Stretton, and myself have spent the last few months doing a lot of trials and testing on different things that we feel is needed by our community and by our women. And we're at a place now where we're really starting to understand more and more the challenges and the struggles that hold women back from being successful in their business and ultimately going out into the world and being the best version of themselves and accessing their full potential. You know, initially we thought that a lot of it had to do with them not knowing certain business strategies and marketing strategies and things like that. But what we're discovering, and through our own journey ourselves, what we're discovering is that it actually runs much deeper than that. So Leading Ladies Business Academy, over the next few months, is really going to start to step up and help women understand the importance of creating a very, very stable foundation for themselves personally, because ultimately our businesses are a pure reflection of how we see ourselves and how we treat ourselves and what we believe about ourselves. So until women are able to really take on a sense of incredible self-care, self-acceptance and self-belief, their business is going to always struggle no matter how many strategies they're aware of or what they implement. So it's really about bringing them back to an incredible sense of and place of being rather than doing.
Yeah, I like that message. That's so, it's just got so much, what's the word I'm thinking of? Just it's bringing you back to core, back to who you are yourself. Until you know who you are, how can you possibly go and extend yourself to other people? It's such a common thing with women, isn't it, where we have so many women who look after everybody else, but they don't care for themselves first. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I find that.
I think that's common for women in general, especially mothers, Maureen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once women have children, it's very much, so much is all about looking after the kids and running the family that it's so easy at that point to forget about themselves.
That's right, yes, because kids can be quite demanding, as we all know. And so can everything else. And if we get caught up in all that, it's just so easy to put ourselves on hold, I suppose. And
yeah,
I know I've done it, and I'm sure there's many, many, many women who've done it. And when we take on the added activity of running a business or even going to work, I think that makes it even harder because it's another thing to pull us in another direction. So I think what you're doing sounds amazing, Jen.
Yeah.
So
thank you.
Jen, what was it that brought you to this? Well, tell us a bit about Jen Bettridge herself.
Well, I spent 17 years as an insurance broker. So from the age of 17, I entered an industry that is very, very masculine, very, 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 very much about the doing. And when I was 32, I think I had my second child, and I started my my own insurance broking business 8 days after he was born. And
oh wow!
I know, crazy, absolutely crazy. But at the time, I didn't think so. Looking back, I was like, no, I can do this. I can do this. But yeah, sorry, at the time I was like, I can do this, but looking back, it's just, I can't believe that I actually did do that. So I went into business for myself, and I had two young children, and what I quickly discovered within the space of 12 months of having my own business was I actually didn't want to be doing it anymore. And if I'm honest with myself, Maureen, I can say that I had been feeling the pull to move away from what the career that I'd always known for about 5 years before that point. But I just kept suppressing it. And I kept denying it. You know, there were a lot of fears back then about financial security and, well, I don't know what else I want to do. What else can I do? I haven't done anything else. I don't know anything else. You know, so I had to really go through a lot of emotional work and healing to really overcome those fears that were holding me back from making the decision to move forward. And thankfully I did, you know, through my own personal journey, which I won't go into now, I did find that courage and I did find that realization that if this is what I'm meant to be, if I'm meant to be moving away from that work, then I have to just take a leap of faith in not only myself, but in the universe and know that I will be provided for and that the path that I'm meant to walk will be put before me. Obviously, I would be the one that would have to take the steps to walk it, but I knew that for whatever reason, the path would come into light. It would appear. And I would recognise it when I did. So I made the decision to sell. I think after I made the decision, it took about 6 months to, like I made the decision internally And then it took me about 6 months to actually action that and for it to all happen. But when it did, it happened so incredibly quickly. And I never looked back. When I made that decision and everyone was asking me, well, what are you going to do now, Jen? I had absolutely no idea. I knew two things. I knew I had a passion for writing, and I knew I had a passion for helping people. And I just knew that if I started to put my energy towards those two things, that, as I said, the path would just be put in front of me, the steps for me to walk, and I would just have to step onto them and go with it. So one thing led to another. I ended up taking a part-time working for an incredible coach that I had personally worked with. And it was throughout working with her that I realized that I think this is where I'm meant to be. So I enrolled in some coaching programs and courses, and, you know, I tried to work out how I was going to best market myself. And I kept coming back to what is it that I'm great at? What do I love doing? And that honestly came back to, you know, I just love being with people. I love connecting with people personally, one-on-one. You know, there's such a massive thing at the moment with online marketing, and it has its place. But for me, I just love dealing with people one-on-one. I love connecting with them face-to-face. So out of that, my Leading Ladies meetup group came out of that. And again, when I first started it, I didn't really know exactly what it was going to lead into, but it just felt right. So I just kept following it and kept following it. And lo and behold, 12 months later, Leading Ladies Business Academy is being formed. So pretty amazing.
That's fantastic. And I can hear you inside a minute. Just going to check on something. Yeah. So one thing that I'm actually hearing in what you're saying is the whole idea that when you are with your insurance company, then the passion and the purpose, as we were talking about before, actually died with the business, died with what you were doing. And when you don't have that passion and purpose, then that's what happens. When you started up this whole new Leading Ladies, then the amazing thing is that with passion and the purpose, it's just taken a life of its own. How do you feel about that? Hang on, I'll just unmute you again. We've got a bit of background noise. I've just muted you.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. As I said, 17 years in one industry that, you know, served its purpose very, very well for me early on. But it was very masculine in terms of its energy. And look, I don't want to go into it, but, you know, there's a lot of things, as everyone knows with insurance, there's a lot of stuff that gives it a bad name. And I just lost my passion for trying to help people work around work through an industry that has just got so many, in my opinion, and I say this with all due respect, but it does have a lot of pitfalls. So I lost it. I just completely lost that passion. So as I said, it took me quite a while to get the confidence to move forward, but I'm very thankful that I did.
Fantastic. So you've taken on a different way to run a business, not traditional in as much as all the structure and that. What's if you've got a pair of earplugs there, Jen? Might be a good idea. I'm getting a bit of background noise. Okay. So with this, in having take on a different type of business, the meetup group, and people not focusing so much on the structural side of business, but building themselves up first, particularly for women, how are you finding that, and how would you like to share with our listeners how that actually works?
So it's a fairly new concept, I guess, that Kylie and I have been working with. We had the idea 6 months ago, and as I said, we've just been slowly, or not slowly, I don't do anything slowly for people that know me. We've been trialing a lot of with different workshops and teaching women different ways of honouring themselves. And we're just trying to work out exactly what the best way to move forward with is at the moment. But it really comes down to, as I said earlier, our business really is a reflection of what's going on for us. So if we don't have our mental health in check, if we don't have our emotional health in check, if we don't have our spiritual health and obviously our physical health all in check, then that all reflects in our business. And so we're trying to encourage and teach women the importance of honouring those different aspects of ourselves and paying attention to what's going on for us mentally, emotionally, physically and spiritually, because it's through those foundations that we are then able to really stand up on the platform that we are wanting to create for ourselves so that we can do what we are here to do, and we can be the change that we want to see in the world. You know, there's a very big calling at the moment, Maureen, for women to step up and start to take action on what it is that their purpose is and what their passion is, and to actually create that ripple effect in the world in their own unique way, in however way they do it, in their own little corner of the world. But what I'm seeing is, looking back over the last 12 months since I started my Leading Ladies Meetup group, it's so evident now that there's so many women that are wanting to step up, but they haven't got these solid foundations laid yet. So they're struggling in their business. It's like they're doing all of these things, but nothing's working. And there actually seems to be a lot of confusion I'm finding with women. Mm-hmm. So they feel like this is my purpose, this is my passion, but they're very, very confused as to what to do, how to do it, and so forth. So when you create that incredible solid foundation with those four pillars of strength underneath you or within you as an individual, what it enables you to do is to just have that inner confidence and inner knowing. It tends to stop a lot of procrastination. It tends to stop a lot of that confusion, because wherever you are, if your foundations are solid and stable, then you just know. There is no confusion about it. Does that make sense?
It does, it does. A word that's coming to mind when you say that is the whole idea of alignment. If we're aligned with what our purpose and our passion is, if we're aligned with our health, our spirituality, our mental health as well, and all the other parts of our lives are in sync, then things start to flow a lot more easily. And it sounds to me that the Leading Ladies is helping women and ladies to get aligned with all those components, what you call the four pillars. So I'm assuming that those are the four pillars, the
correct
four components of their lives. Oh, just saying here, you've got a you're talking about this business platform. So what does that platform actually look like?
So what I envision the platform, so we've got these beautiful four pillars, you know, this foundation and strength. And then on top is this incredible platform for which you can then step up onto and begin to shine and access your potential. Now, the business platform, I actually want to tell people that it doesn't look any one particular way. A business platform, I believe, is very, very diverse, and it allows you to walk around and, go with the flow of things and do the things that come to you. So instead of, you know, having this very, very defined business plan, or what we call a pink print, where it says, this is how I'm going to do it, this is how it's going to be, and it's very, very set in place and I'm not deviating from that. It's like the business platform is just a very, very flexible pillar of strength that allows you to be very open to receiving whatever opportunities are meant to come your way, and for allowing you to walk and access and participate in those opportunities in whatever way, shape or form they look like, because we never know what's around the corner. And this is what I'm finding more and more as well is yes, we need to have plans in place. We need to have structure in place, but we can't be so rigid in thinking that that's the only way it's going to be, and that has to be the way that we run our business. So the business mm-hmm. platform is what I like to think of as just this beautiful, beautiful space in which you can receive whatever opportunities are coming to you, be flexible in your thinking, and walk around and be diverse and just go with the flow of things.
Mm. It sounds a little bit like, I remember Tony Robbins. Hang on. Have you got my headphones?
No.
All right, I'll just mute you for a minute. Tony Robbins talks about having, instead of a business plan, having a business map, because we are in times of change. Everything seems to be in flux in a lot of cases. And having a map as opposed to a rigid plan is what he talks about. So it sounds a little bit, am I on the right path when I say that?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. It's really about having a guide, a framework, I guess.
Mm. So a framework that's not too rigid, you're saying?
Yeah.
I like the idea when you talk about a flexible pillar of strength. I think in terms of like a poplar tree or something that has so much strength that it can actually bend with all the pressures that seem to come at it, as opposed to being rigid and then snapping.
So exactly.
Is that what you're talking about, the flexibility? So whatever comes at us,
we've got the strength to handle it, and we've got the inner knowing of what opportunities are the right ones to walk with and what opportunities aren't. Because let's face it, not every opportunity that comes our way is actually going to be the right opportunity for us. So when you have this very, very solid foundation, you're able to know and recognise what opportunities are the right ones.
Mm. And I think if you know what your purpose is, you can see what's aligned with that purpose too.
Absolutely,
Now, we're going to I'm going to give the chat line in a moment. And then we're going to come back and have a talk about, you mentioned honouring the feminine cycle. So we're going to have a chat about that in a moment. So for those of you who are in America, again, I'll give you the number if you want to call in and have a chat to Jen or myself. It's 646-668-2081. And if you're outside America, the link is http://tobtr.com/979-5307. So we're talking today to Jen Bettridge, and Jen runs a group called the Leading Ladies. It's been originally a meetup group, and now it's called the Leading Ladies Business Academy, which is still in its infancy and about to take flight, which sounds really exciting. Now, I'm going to be asking you, Jen, about this feminine cycle. Tell me all about that, honouring the feminine cycle.
So, I mean, obviously women have a feminine or female hormone cycle, and part of what we do at Leading Ladies Business Academy is teaching women about our concept of feminology. And what that is that, you know, we are women and we are very, very different to men. Our brains operate very differently to men. Our hormone cycles, our way our bodies function in that respect, our energy is very different to men. Now, this is neither wrong or right. It's just a fact of the matter. And I think women have, you know, in recent years, in the last few hundred years, thousand years, we've really shied away from honouring who we are as women and what it means to be a woman. And when we say honouring your feminine cycle, what we teach women is that our hormone cycle actually does have its ups and downs, as we all know. And so when you know what the cyclic rhythm of our hormone cycle is, and you learn about what the natural law of attraction and energies are relating to those ups and downs, you can actually work with that rhythm rather than working against it. So for an example, Maureen, when we have our first week of our menstruation cycle, it's a time where most women are really, really quite lethargic. And the reason for that is there is a massive, massive drop in all of our hormones. So it actually, you know, it reduces our energy, it reduces our brain functionality as well. So it does have an impact on our concentration levels. And so what we teach women is when you know what these rhythms are and what the natural energies of each of the 4 weeks are, you can actually start to work in alignment with that rather than trying to push through every day. So, you know, men have a 24-hour hormone cycle. So, you know, they can get up every day, day in, day out, and they have, generally, they have the same amount of energy levels and their ups and downs occur throughout the day. But for women, it's over a 28-day period. So it's a lot longer. And we aren't meant to be getting up every single day, day in, day out, doing the same amount of work, day in, day out. We're just not, you know, our hormones don't run that way, our brain doesn't run that way. So we can actually teach women how to be more productive in their business and how to reduce stress and overwhelm when they start to work in alignment with that feminine cycle.
Sounds pretty fantastic. What about for women who maybe have completed their cycle, shall we say, postmenopausal women?
Yep. So there is still hormonal changes that occur for women who are postmenopausal or leading up to that. However, what we also teach is how it's no coincidence that the female hormone cycle is the same cycle as the moon. It's 28 days, and for men, their hormone cycle is the same as the sun or one day on Earth, you know, 24 hours. And it's all the sun has always been referred to as a masculine energy, whereas the moon is a feminine energy. So it's no coincidence about that. So our female hormone cycle is actually, when you look at the moon cycle and the energies of the 4 weeks of the moon, it's actually exactly the same. So we teach women who are moving into menopause or are in postmenopausal that they can actually work, use the cycle that we teach exactly the same way, but use it with the moon cycle.
Okay, that sounds very interesting.
Yeah.
What about for, like myself, for example, I would find that there are certain times of the day when I feel more productive than other times. Can women also have a 24-hour cycle on some level?
No, I don't believe so. However, it's normal to have peaks and troughs throughout the day. So it's again working with that. So it's all about tuning into what does my body need right now? What do I personally need right now? And work with that. So if you feel that, you know, you work better in the morning like I do, then I work with that. I try and get up earlier. I try and do some work on myself. And if I can get a little bit of work done before the kids get up. It's quite often then that I'll have after lunchtime, I might feel a bit, you know, lack concentration or whatever. So I make sure I take time after I've eaten my lunch to actually, I guess, re-energize myself and reground myself. And there are various techniques that you can do that. You know, obviously going outside and being in nature is probably one of the best ways to just ground yourself and receive a little bit more energy. The sun is incredible for giving us a boost of energy as well. And I personally use essential oils daily as well to help support me mentally, emotionally, and physically.
Mm-hmm. What about for those of us who like to have a bit of a nana nap in the afternoon sometimes?
I find
there's been occasions where just getting my head down for half an hour and it just recharges the batteries, especially here in Queensland where it's been so hot lately and the afternoons have been very hot and humid. What do you think about the old nana nap?
I love the nana nap, Maureen, and I do it too. quite often I will do it as well. And, I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. I think that is absolutely perfect. And what that's all about is you recognizing that you just need a quick 10 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour, whatever it is. And so go with it. It's all about honoring us and looking after us. So when you've got that beautiful, solid foundation of your mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual health, and you're honoring your female hormone cycle, et cetera, it really is about tapping into what's going on for me right now and what do I need? What areas am I lacking in? Or I feel like it's not as strong today in others, and what do I need to do to bump that up and get balanced again? So I don't think there's anything wrong with a nana nap. But I have heard from the wonderful Carly Stretton that don't go to the bedroom for your nana nap. So don't lay down in bed to do it. So because the mind can't differentiate between nighttime and day when you're in the bed, it just associates bed with deep sleep. So don't go for your nana nap in bed. So do it on the couch or in a chair or something.
That sounds like a good idea. Otherwise, you end up too long.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm just putting you on mute again. We've got a bit of feedback there again. Just looking at now to the importance of being and doing, we've sort of explored that a little bit. And I see that this is such a shift from how, say, even business in the 90s, where women wore the power suits and the big padded shoulders. I don't know if you remember that, but I do. And women were trying to take on this masculine energy in business. And I notice nowadays there is a bigger surge now for women to become more into their own energy, which is far more collaborative than just going for it. So how do you find with the collaboration side of things for women?
I think women are starting to open up to the idea that naturally women are collaborators or calibrators, however you say. When you look at the difference between masculine and feminine energy, and we all have both energies running through us, but men have more masculine energy than feminine. And the masculine energy is all about the individual. It's all about the I. And there's a lot of competition surrounding masculine energy, whereas for feminine energy, it's all about the M in the I am and us. It's all about the oneness, and it's very, very collaborative. And, you know, it's evident. You just look through the history of mankind, you know, where women are the ones that build the communities. Where, you know, in the tribes, we were the ones that would work together, looking after the children and collecting food and blah, 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 blah. Or sitting down together and weaving the baskets together. We did it together. So I think that, you know, for something that is such a very, very natural, or supposed to be a very natural thing for us, it's really been lost in recent years, but it's starting to come back. However, women are really struggling to let go of this lack. I think when they think about collaborating, it's like, well, what if there's not enough for me?
That's interesting. I hadn't come across that one. So you're thinking that if they are collaborating, then there's not enough to go around, not enough to share, particularly if they're people who are in a similar business who want to work together. Are they going to have to fight for the same, you know, market or something like that? Is that what you're saying?
That's right, yeah. Whereas in actual fact, there's more than enough to go around. You know, this universe that we live in and this world, this planet, it's abundant. It's infinitely abundant. Mm. So it's there is more than enough to go around.
I agree with what you're saying about the abundance side of things. When we do come from a place of abundance, when we are in a mode for giving rather than getting, it's amazing what we attract. This is what they talk about, manifesting all things. I mean, we have to take action, obviously. But when we come from that place of openness, and as you say, being open to whatever comes your way, that's all part and parcel of that flow of abundance, that more positive energy rather than blocking things. Because when we do feel that negative energy and we block things, we're actually repelling things that are coming to us.
As you say,
those four pillars, if they're not in alignment. And I also find myself, with a lot of my clients too, it's the way that we speak to ourselves. The language that we use when we're talking to ourselves is so important. Yeah. Someone said to me once, because you have women, a lot of women, I won't say everybody, but a lot of women have problems with their bodies. And we look in the mirror and all we can see are all the faults instead of all the good points. And quite often what we'll do then is start berating ourselves because we're too fat or we're too this or we're too whatever.
Yeah.
And someone said to me once, would you talk to your best friend like that? And they said, no, there's no way I'd tell my best friend that she's fat. I said, well, why don't you treat yourself like your best friend? So I'm thinking that that's sort of in alignment with what you're talking about, treating ourselves like our best friend.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've got a really great technique for anyone that does that. When I'm standing in the mirror, instead of looking and trying to find the faults that we think that we have, I pay gratitude for all of my different body parts. So I would say, oh, my stomach, thank you so much, tummy. You have borne me two beautiful children. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful for you. And all my legs, thank you, legs. Like, this sounds really silly, I know. But all my legs, thank you, legs. Like, you enable me to walk this planet. Thank you so much. So that's one of the little things that I do to start shifting that mindset and that self-talk from negative to positive.
And I think the whole idea, this attitude of gratitude, is a massive mind shifter. It's a game changer for many of us. When we do start looking at all the negative side of things, we go into that negative spiral. And again, as we're talking about your passion and your purpose, when we are grateful for what we have and grateful for just tiny little things. I do my 10 points of gratitude every morning as I go for my walk, find 10 things in my day to be grateful for. And sometimes it might even be as much as the fingers on my hand or something like that.
Absolutely.
That way then we're opening ourselves up to that abundance, because we can't think negatively and positively at the same time. It's a physical impossibility. So when we shift into that gratitude, that attitude of gratitude, everything else seems to flow into place.
Yeah, totally. Gratitude is one of the best ways for raising our vibration. And it's part of what we do with the four pillars of that foundation as well. The whole concept of that comes from the fact that we need to raise our vibration in order. These women today who are ready to step up onto that platform and ready to make that change in the world and be the change that they want to see, they're ready to do that. But their vibration at this point in time isn't in alignment with that passion or with that purpose. And I think that's why they struggle. So that's why it's so strong to have those four really incredibly strong pillars of foundation, so that it raises our vibration up to the same level of frequency that our purpose is sitting at. So it does allow us to then shine brightly and access our potential and receive what we're meant to be receiving.
So what tips or advice might you have for our audience or our listeners today on how they can strengthen those four pillars?
I think, it's a very, very, look, there's some standard things that you can do in each section, but I would say the first thing is working out what you need and what's right for you. So I would say sit down with a piece of paper and pen and, turn your page into four squares and mark them, head each section, mental, emotional, physical and spiritual. And just start brainstorming on where you think your biggest problem areas are and what you think what you feel you can do for yourself to start shifting that around. And just take it one step at a time. So don't try and do, if you find that you've got 10 things in your physical quadrant that you are not maybe doing too well at the moment and you could improve on, don't try and do all of them at once. Pick one thing and do that one thing until you get it pretty good and then move on to the next thing. So when we try and take on too much and make too big of a change and shift all in one hit, it's too big. It's too much of a long-term habit to try and make, very, very quickly. So it's all about taking your time and doing things slower that give you more long-term success.
Which fits in beautifully with what I was talking about earlier about our telesummit, where we're talking about making small shifts each day, just one little thing each day, and it builds up and it builds up. It's like for myself, I love to do painting. And if I build up a painting layer by layer, it becomes this vibrant, glossy, beautiful thing rather than just some patchy sort of piece of artwork. So just looking at things, building it up step by step by step by step and just keep on going little bit by little bit. So I think that's a great message too, just to sit down with a piece of paper, draw out your four quadrants. And the thing also too with that is it's developing that whole sense of self-awareness. And until we are self-aware, how can we change what we don't know? So in doing something that creates that self-awareness really makes us look at where we're at. And I would also, this would be my little thing, would be looking at all the areas of what's good in all those different quadrants so we can focus on that as well. So we get that balance.
So looking at what you do really well.
And look at our successes as well, what we've achieved already. If we could, someone said to me, you never compare yourself with other people because you'll always come down, flat on your face. But if you compare yourself with who you were yesterday, you can see the changes, and that's what self-awareness is all about.
Love that. That's great. Yeah, absolutely.
That's all right. I'll let you have that one.
Thanks, Maureen.
That's cool. So I'd just love to ask you who your role model is. I'm always fascinated with women's role models.
Wow. So, I used to, some role models that I've had for the last few years that are probably high-profile role models are women like Marianne Williamson, obviously Oprah, Gina DeVee, who's an incredible coach in the States as well. I've been watching her journey and she's just magnificent. But in actual fact, in recent times, I've shifted my role models to people that are closer to me. And these role models have actually become my mentors. And so it's quite funny to recognize that the things that I used to think made these celebrities brilliant is actually so evident in the normal everyday person around us as well.
That's a wonderful distinction you've made there, because there are so many people who aren't on the celebrity schedule or celebrity A-list or whatever, and they're just going about doing their business day by day, and they have such phenomenal qualities and strengths that they share with other people. But in most cases, they don't get recognition for it. And those, quite often, even some people, in a lot of cases, our role models can be our mums, because they are, a lot of cases too. I don't believe a role model has to be someone high profile.
No.
That's why I'm always fascinated to find out who people's role models are, whether they are high profile or just someone within their own family network or someone. So that's great. So Oprah always seems to come up. She's a phenomenal role model for modern women. Yeah, that's good. One of my role models, amazingly, a lot of people would probably think is a bit odd, but Mary MacKillop, who is a nun, or was a nun, and she's our first Australian saint. And she was someone who bought the system, the male system. She sort of stood up for what she believed. She started this group of women at a time when it was just so not what women were supposed to do, and she fought the system and did it with love and patience and kindness and caring. And she's just had such strength, and that to me is, that she would be my role model. So, just sharing a little bit about me. So that's good. So is there anything that you would like to have our listeners take away with them today? So as we've been talking a lot about these four pillars, and we've been talking about the feminine cycle and the business platform and the being versus doing, what would say three key things that our listeners can take away today that you would like to share?
I think the most important thing that I want listeners to recognise and remember is that the most important person in your life is you. And unless you look after you mentally, emotionally, physically and spiritually, everything else is going to fall apart or feel like it's falling apart. So when you do look after yourself mentally, emotionally, physically and spiritually, everything just seems to fall into place. And there really is a lot of trust and trust and faith when you have these four pillars. So that's probably the biggest thing that I want people to recognise and walk away with, and start looking at where they need to gain more strength in each of those four pillars. The second thing is, because we've been talking about passion and purpose today, I really want people to recognise that when it comes to knowing what your purpose is, I truly believe that our purpose is more of a general concept or has a general theme to it. But it's almost like our purpose naturally evolves as we evolve. So don't feel that if you're 30 and you've found your purpose, that you actually are going to be doing that exact same thing in 20, 30 years' time. Your purpose in respect to the theme of it, I don't think ever really changes, but what you're doing to facilitate that purpose may do. So allow yourself to evolve, and know that as you evolve mentally, emotionally, physically and spiritually, which is basically the raising of your vibration, that what you are doing to facilitate that purpose will evolve as well. So don't get upset if you don't know exactly what it is, or don't think that if you have found it that that's exactly the thing that you're going to be doing for the rest of your day, because it's probably not. But that's all okay. This is all about allowing it to be what it is and going with the flow of it. And the third thing is I really, really am passionate about women honouring their feminine cycle and who they are as women. So I would really encourage women to find out more about what their cycle actually means and how they can work with it.
There's some phenomenal takeouts there for people as well, I see. And one of the things that also that I love with your message is this whole idea of not being judgmental of self, allowing our purpose to change if it needs to be. It doesn't mean it has to define who we are. It just means that we are growing and we are evolving. And I think when we think that our purpose defines us, then we become too attached to it. And in that attachment, we can actually kill it, so to speak. So we become, it's this idea of allowing to let go, which creates that flow, doesn't it? So it comes in, it goes out. And I think with our purpose, it could be the same there with that too. And I think for too long, I know my generation, the whole idea of guilt was just for women, you know, guilty, having a bit of a nana nap, guilty not doing this, guilty not doing that, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to see that that attitude is disappearing. That it is okay to say, look, this is what I'm doing with no judgment around it. It is what it is. So and that's what the I'm picking up on that message with what you're saying as well.
Definitely.
So it's been a fascinating talk today. I'd love to keep on talking, but unfortunately we are running short on time. It's just been phenomenal. So if people would like to continue this conversation with you, how can they get in touch with you to have that chat?
Sure. So they can go to our Facebook page is probably the best one. So it's if you search for Leading Ladies Business Academy, you'll find us. And you can put a post in there or send us a message. And, I'd love to speak with anyone who's wanting to know more information. You can also join our Leading Ladies Facebook group as well. It currently has just over 1,000 members in it. And if you go to our Facebook page, the Leading Ladies Business Academy Facebook page, there's a link there that'll take you to the group. So you can have a look at it and request to be a member if you want. And that's in the process of being revamped, I guess, a little bit at the moment, to be more in alignment with these supporting women with these four pillars of their stable foundation.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. And can they email you as well? Is that okay?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, they can email me at Jen at leadingladiesbusinessacademy.com.
Fantastic. So they want to find out more about any of the four pillars, about the feminine energy, feminine cycle, business platform, or the being or doing, they know where to go. That's fantastic. So I just want to thank you so much for sharing all that wonderful information and that knowledge today. It's certainly given us a lot to think about, and just as women to just appreciate who we are and where we come from and where we're going. So that's been phenomenal. So thanks, Jen. I'm looking forward to catching up with you myself later on anyway and finding out more about this too, which is great.
wonderful. So thank you, Maureen.
That's fine. Thanks, Jen. And anyone who would like to get in touch with me to find out more about what I do, it's Maureen at Success Pathways, S-U-C-C-E-S-S Pathways with an S, .com.au. And I have a passion for getting into artwork and creativity and looking at how we can bring creativity into critical thinking for women in business. So that's me for now, signing off. Thank you again to Jen Bettridge for a wonderful show, and thank you to all our listeners. Make sure that you get onto that teleseminar. Thanks very much. See you later. Bye.
10 minutes, 10, 9, 8, 7.
I can do anything. I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want. I can be what I want to be.
Coach on Fire Radio.